Welcome everyone to the final class of this round for Deeper Conversations Coaching. Today's April 27th. I'm Julie Kazmariou. I'll change my name there. And welcome to those who are tuning into the art to the recording, and those of you who are with me now live, we're all together. So nice to have you here. And today we're going to be doing a practicum where I know Paulina has volunteered to coach. So let's revisit that in a moment. And I'm going to be putting out a question to you. And then after the practicum experience, we'll just be wrapping it up with some housekeeping and just takeaways. And maybe we can do that virtual handholding or whatever anybody else has to offer, but it's just been so delightful. And I approached today, I was like, oh, the bittersweet, you know, the endings and the appreciation for this space with you all, you know, feeling that. So thank you all for being here. Hi, Monica, welcome. Nice to see you. Good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. I think you're all, no, you're with me, Anne, in this time zone. So does anybody want to read the class agreements?
I'll have you do.
I've got them.
But... Okay, you go, Anne.
Okay, here I go again.
You can share them.
Ready?
Let's not make it complicated. Yeah, go for it.
Confidentiality. We agree to keep all information we hear within the classes or from our classmates confidential. This includes our live classes and listening to audios of the classes. Positive focus. We agree to give positive feedback, to acknowledge versus criticize, to be accepting. Fullest space. We agree to listen without interruption. Presence. We agree to fully present to the class without we agree to be fully present. Now we're not presenting. We're being fully present to the class without distraction or multitasking. Beginner's mind. We agree to be curious and open, letting it all unfold. Self-responsibility. We agree to practice excellent self-care. Coaching feedback. We agree that only positive acknowledgments are offered by the class participants after the coaching. Focusing on competencies observed and the strengths of the coach. The class facilitator, however, may offer some mentoring feedback designed to further the learning of the coach and the class participants. That's that.
Thank you. Everybody on board for the class agreements?
Yep.
Thank you. Welcome, Mara. I see you've joined and Alyssa's about to join in.
Hello.
And welcoming you to the final class. So thank you for being here. And we'll be doing a coaching practicum. I'm going to ask you a question just for some reflection, and then we'll do a little bit of some takeaways at the end. So hello, Alyssa. Nice to see you all. Just talking about, yeah, here we are. We made it. Congratulations. And let's do a connection exercise. Maybe before we do that, I know, Paulina, you had volunteered to coach. You mentioned that you were not feeling, you're feeling a bit under the weather. Do you still want to be coaching? Do you want, have you changed your mind?
I'd like to go for it.
Okay.
There's things okay. I want to practice and
okay. Great.
Need to do it with you.
Okay, perfect. And we are looking for a client. So does somebody have a topic, a decision they need to make? A feeling they want to move, be coached by Paulina and her wisdom. It's an opportunity.
I've already been coached, but I'm happy to do it again.
Lovely.
Okay. Shall we do it?
Thank you.
I have to think. Uh-huh.
Okay. Great. You stepped up. So thank you. So Pauline, you'll be coaching Diana. So thank you both. I know we're in for a treat. And does anybody want to do a connection exercise? Mara? Awesome.
Did you mean to lead one, right? To lead a connection exercise?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll lead a connection exercise.
Okay, great.
Like a 60 second one or a 90 second one. Okay, great.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. Terrific.
Thank you.
So I invite everyone to get grounded in your body and to be aware of your breath. And I invite you to imagine yourself, whether you're sitting or standing, imagine yourself really feeling the earth beneath your feet. And imagine you're in a beautiful kind of forest opening, and you see a waterfall. And you walk to the waterfall, knowing you're going to be standing underneath this waterfall or sitting underneath it. Just breathe into that beauty, knowing the temperature of the water and the pressure of the water is going to bring you exactly what you need, whether it's a sense of calm or a sense of energy. It's going to bring your body what your body needs. I invite you to go and stand beneath that waterfall, or to go and sit beneath that waterfall, to tip your head down and let the water go over your neck and shoulders, or maybe to put your face up to the sky and let the water, the temperature, the pressure of the water, let's just breathe into that for 3 breaths. As you allow that water to bring your body what you need, to flow over and soak in whatever you want more of, notice if a word or a metaphor comes up about your attention for our time together. And just allow a word or a metaphor to show up as an intention. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. Now let's just breathe 3 more breaths. And when you're ready, just return your eyes to the group.
Thank you. Lovely.
I'm going to steal that with pride.
Yeah, that was so nice. Thank you.
I had an interesting thing happen. I don't know if this is normal or common, but I immediately went to last August, we took sort of a family trip, and I took my daughter to these waterfalls, and I immediately went to that experience versus creating a new one or envisioning something different. And sort of connected back to that. Just, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, so nice. I also went to a waterfall that I had been to previously. So thank you for bringing me there. Alyssa, who's on your lap? Can we have a peek?
This is Ozzy.
Oh.
And Ozzy is trying to go out, but I am busy and my husband's on a call, so he's gonna have to wait.
He's so cute. How old is he?
He's 3 and a half, and he's a pest.
Oh, wow.
He is a absolute pistol.
I bet. Well, welcome Ozzy. I guess he felt the energy. He knew that we needed some heart holding in this last class, you know, the wisdom of our animals. So welcome, Christine Rabaja. I'm glad you're here. I don't see you yet, but so there you are. Welcome to the final DCC class of this round with these beautiful people, this divine appointment that you've all attended to. So thank you. We're going to be moving into the practicum soon. Paulina's coaching Diana. But before that, I wanted to ask you a couple of things. Well, one is you have to send your attendance log so that you can get your certificate. So I'll remind you again at the end, but make sure you send your attendance log to Sherry and Jamie to get your certificate. And I don't know if you all know about Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Maybe some of you have attended, but Jamie and Sherry host this amazing monthly live experience that you can also get the recordings to. You can attend for free if you're live. So if you're not signed up, it's a free offering for you for calling in to listen monthly. The information is at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. And so it's an opportunity to hear seasoned coaches coaching. And then there's feedback, and it's a great forum. So many people show up, and it's wonderful and rich and
what is
amazing.
What is
Real,
the
Real? I'm going to put it in.
Yeah.
You're going to hear me typing. Sorry. Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. And Sherry and Jamie are the hosts, and they invite a new coach every month. I was invited. I think Anne was invited too. There's PCC, MCC coaches, and they coach in real time. And then there's feedback given to the coaches. And it's fantastic. And there's like tons of archived, like there's also plans where you can get CCEs, and all the information is there. So it's free if you attend live. And then there's other options if you want to get the recordings and get past recordings for a fee. A compilation of recordings and includes 6 volumes. So you'll see it on realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. Did I give you the right? Yeah. And then there's one more item. If you're interested in becoming a certified mentor coach, there's the mentor coach certification program, which is also led by Sherry and Jamie. I actually am a graduate from that. And so is Anne. Actually, that's how Anne and I met. And it's approved for CCEs by the ICF. So you get 15 core competencies and 9 in resource development. The program is for coaches who are interested in including mentoring in their menu of services. It's a small cohort of people, maximum of 12. It's 1 2-hour class per week for 12 weeks. As you know, Jamie and Sherry are masters. I mean, they didn't write that, but I'm telling you that. And they have hundreds of hours of experience mentoring coaches for their ACC, PCC, MCC credentials. And mentoring is something they love to work with people in this way. And you can join their next class, which is beginning in June. So if you're interested in that, I loved it. And they're just, you know, inviting me to mention that. There's a short application, and also today they're going to be sending you an email requesting some feedback, and would appreciate if you could fill it out. It's about DCC, so any reviews you want to give or feedback or anything. Sometimes they use some like sound bites, not sound bites, but what would you call a bite that you, a text bite? I don't know. And they like use your name and to help promote the program, but also if you have feedback, like anything you want to share that you feel like was useful or maybe was not useful. So I covered all that, and then that's it. That's the other stuff. So just remember your attendance log. And so I just want to ask you this, maybe some moments of appreciation for yourself. Maybe you've come to some greater awareness of them, something, or you're noticing or honing in on a strength that maybe you really realize that is yours to claim. What are your strengths as a coach that you want to share in this safe circle here? You know, something to acknowledge yourself with about yourself as a coach. Maybe it's easier for some, maybe not, but what do you feel is a strength of yours that you want to acknowledge in your coaching?
I will speak up.
Yes.
I love to coach, and I do believe that shows up when I'm coaching.
Okay.
I think you know that I'm having fun.
Yeah.
If not, give me some feedback that says, oh no, Monica, you look like you're really under stress. But I don't know. I enjoy and love it.
Amazing. I mean, what more can one ask for, right? Like that passion and that bringing your full presence and heart and soul. Yeah. Thank you. And I know I see that clearly, and it's a real gift to see, and it's positive contagion.
Good. Thank you. I wondered about it.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, you do wonder, can you turn people off sometimes? You know, if I've had clients that clearly come to a call that are, and they're sad.
Yeah.
And I can flow with their sadness. I can recognize it. I have had so many rough spots in my life. I get it. I have a disease. I hurt almost every day with rheumatoid arthritis. But at the same time, I do know it takes a positive mindset to conquer and control things in your life. So anyway, my two cents.
Well, I mean, more than two cents, you know, it's just deep life wisdom right here, you know, and I believe that the perfect and right clients will be perfectly suited for you and will be lucky to have you as a coach and are lucky to have you as a coach. So that's my personal opinion. Having that outlook and that, it's more than a mindset, you know, it's just who you are, you know, and it feels like, you know, what you bring is a privilege to those who get to work with you. Thank you. So acknowledging you for that, for who you are. Who else would like to share what their strength is as a coach? Or strength, plural. Don't hold back. This is your time to be big, expand, open your heart, claim it, Christine. Dance it out. I don't know anything.
I know, right? It sounds fun. I love it. So I will acknowledge in this safe group that I still struggle with acknowledging it, but I am frequently told, not just by clients, although they do it also, but just people in general, that I allow them to be seen. I give them the feeling of being seen. And that it's more than just a platitude. It's like, so it's something that I'm still trying to embrace as being a strength. So I will do it here.
Great. Yay.
I feel like you should stand up and say, yes. Like outstretch the arms, you know, like.
Yeah, not there yet, but yeah.
I know.
Thank you.
That was me being directive. I'm so glad that you said that. That's a huge gift to allow clients to walk into that space.
So I have been told by my clients, as well as many people that know me, that I have an ability to be deeply connected and unjudgmental, it touches people, I see, right? How often do we get to be with anybody who's non-judgmental? Of course, I have my judgments, and you know. But when I'm with somebody and I'm really listening, and they're hurting, you know, that just comes, and I'm so grateful for it. It's not like something I did; it comes, right?
Beautiful. Thank you.
I've always. Well, not always, but in my adult years, I've claimed that I have a battalion of angels, and, you know, and they show up when I need them.
Beautiful. The presence. Mm-hmm.
It's not.
I feel like I could. Okay, sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
No, no. I don't want to finish your acknowledgement.
So.
I feel like I could. We could. As you're acknowledging yourselves, I feel like I want to just keep acknowledging you and then have everybody else acknowledge you, but I know there's no time for that. But yeah, if anybody, I don't want to hold you back from adding, but I do want to feel like, you know, the saying, like, you spot it, you got it. Like, if you can also recognize it in someone else, then that's also in you and strengthening in you. But also the ability to acknowledge yourself also allows you to be able to acknowledge your clients, you know? And acknowledgement, though, it doesn't feel like it's like plastered all over the competencies, though it is specifically in competency four. I do value acknowledgement as a tool in coaching, you know, that comes like as it would come authentically, but to be acknowledged is a very potent medicine, I feel. So thank you for having the courage to acknowledge yourselves right now. Who's next?
I would say that when I'm centered and in that space, I can expand my heart and feel them and feel love, and that really opens them up to loving themselves more. And on the practical side, given I've studied and written so much on languaging and how important it is, I can help somebody rephrase what they're saying so their unconscious hears the positive, so they can head in that direction. Because everybody is so used to saying, I tried this, or, you know, maybe I'll do that, or talking in, you know, knots. All, you know, I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. Well, then what are you going to do?
Mm.
So since I have studied that since I was a teenager to work on myself, I have like a homing device for noticing anything that's not quite in line with what they're saying. And then I do my best to be gentle in helping them see it. And if gentle doesn't work, I get a little bit harder, but there you go. Yeah.
Amazing. You have so many skills and talents, and for sure, thank you for acknowledging yourself, and the love that you bring and feel is palpable, you know? So yeah, thank you for your wide open heart. Who's next that wants to acknowledge themselves?
I'll go.
Okay.
As I go and I say that, as I have this vision of a battalion of angels on the one side and a homing device on the other side, like these metaphors are sticking with me today. I guess my creativity is popping. So, yeah. So, I think for me, it's not just something that I've been told, but also just an awareness that I have, which is really just active listening. You know, that ability not just to hear, but also hear, you know, with my eyes, with my heart, with my body. So that, and then throwing in something that I think makes me unique is I have an energy and a humor that I try to bring if I can, if the opportunity presents itself. I think that's somewhat unique.
Amazing. Beautiful. I love it. You're active listening with all your senses and also attuned to details. I noticed with your questions, you said this, did you mean, you know, like a real specific listening that you have, which is robust and aware. So, and I love that you acknowledged your humor and the rapport that you bring. and build with your clients. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Mira and Diana, are you building up with your acknowledgement list?
I have a short one, which is trust. Clients report that I established, they feel trust quickly.
Wow. That's big. Can't go anywhere without that. That's powerful. Thank you.
All right. I'm thinking that one of my strengths is the use of metaphor with skill. When I hear something, I don't just say, oh, it sounds like. I don't actually ever do that because I don't want to put my words into their mouth. But I sense a metaphor and sometimes can pick it up in what they're saying. And then use that terminology that they've brought to a metaphorical space. And it sort of rubs up right against philosophy. I'm being able to hear their philosophy that's at play and either acknowledge that or just use it in my languaging back to them.
Powerful. Right deep beneath the surface, deep down. And then like you bring it up so that they can see it. I don't know if that's what, I just feel like it's such a power, metaphors in general, but being able to use metaphors is extremely powerful.
Well, I think in metaphors, and I also caution myself when I'm coaching internationally that a lot of people that speak, do not speak English as their first language, cannot read our metaphors very well because we are chock full of metaphors as a way of contributing. And many, many cultures do not use metaphor like we do. So I know when to tame it down. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Sensitivity to the use of metaphors. I heard somebody say recently, I forget who it was, it's like making the implicit experience explicit. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was helpful to hear that. But yeah, beautiful. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, everyone. Filled with skills, talents, gems, uniqueness. So anything else to say before we get into the coaching?
I just want to say one last thing in that I've been coached before. I'm happy to be coached. Who wouldn't, right? But if somebody else was really yearning to, or as we've been talking, something came up and you haven't been coached yet, I'm happy to acquiesce. I'm also okay to do it.
Everybody's okay with this? Okay. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Paulina. So I'll invite you all to turn your cameras off, keep yourselves microphones off. And Paulina, we're going to ask what you would like us to listen for.
Thank you. So it's the competency 8 on the markers. And it's 8, 2, 3, and 4. We talked about this with Anne on Monday.
Yeah, I watched it, so I'm up to speed.
Okay, great. So, you know, look for that. That would be great.
Okay.
That's
those questions. Like what do you want us to look for in that specifically?
Yeah. So how is it showing up that I am exploring, right? For learning, in terms of the client is, and, you know, the same for the situation and, you know, what new learning is coming, you know, what are they going to do with it? Right. How
okay. Keep
that alive kind of thing.
Okay. Anything else?
You know, the coaching contract is really important to not just do it in the beginning, but hold it if we're going off, you know, and coming back just to ask, is this, you know, are we still here? Or do we need to make another contract kind of thing?
Okay. Great. Does 25 minutes feel like okay for you?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay, so we'll do 25 minutes. And thank you, Diana, for volunteering, and Paulina, and those listening can listen for general competencies and also what
Paulina was asking for.
Yeah, but I'm happy you honed in, and that's why I asked you the question. And if somebody wants to hone in on that too, that's great. So I'll turn myself video off. Thank you, and just keep trying. Enjoy.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely to be with you. I'm very happy to we have this opportunity together.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
How are you this morning?
Oh, great. Feeling great. Ready to go.
Good. All right. So, Diana, what is it that you'd like to talk about that's going to be valuable for you today?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. I'm at a bit of a what I call bardo. It's a Buddhist tomb term for when you've left one life and not yet ready to come back.
Oh.
I'm not a Buddhist, but I appreciate some of the resources and metaphors. And I'm at a bit of,
I'm sorry, I just want to be sure that I understood. So you left one life, and did you say, and not ready to come back?
Right, that's what bardo means. That's a term I use to honor the true transition or transformation that I'm in. I cautiously use that term with clients. But for me, it works really well to just have this visual, kind of like a bridge you haven't crossed yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A bridge you haven't crossed yet. Great. Yeah. And so tell me a little more about this and what we focus on in terms of this.
Well, I use the term sparingly. And so I use it when there's something that's really important that I'm working on, either grandiose or tiny. And so I'm bringing something that's rather all-compassing. And that is, I decided very recently, about maybe 3 months ago, to use a term that I'm very happy that I are using on myself now. And that is, I am curating my life, curating like a museum, curate. Yeah. And I'm specifically curating a different way to design my business.
Okay.
And I can tell you what that design is. And then what I want to do is rumble with that a little bit, because I haven't had a lot of space and people that can hear what I'm talking about. So I welcome our conversation.
Lovely. Yeah. And what would you like to walk away with today at the end of our session?
Well, once I kind of splat it all out, I think just being heard and acknowledged for what it is would be uncommon. I mean, I do have a few people that get it. And to see what arises through my own talking about it that would truly be, I know what it is, a new narrative. I'm looking for a new narrative that I can use to kind of codify how I'm redesigning what I want out of my business that then affects my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, great.
So I'm happy to tell you what the magic formula is.
Okay. Great. So given that, then how you know you achieve this? So you said that you have a narrative, but is there something more?
No, I said I would like to end up with a narrative.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant. In terms of what you want to achieve, what you'd like to achieve, and that was a possibility of a new narrative. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there anything more than that?
No.
Okay, great. All right. Good. So talk to me about this redesign of yours and the new life that you're creating, that you're curating?
I'm curating myself, yes.
Yeah, I love that.
I've been working on some real personal overhauls for about 3 years. And so now it's come to land in the business arena. I've struggled a lot for the past 3 or 4 years in many ways. Don't need to go through any of that. But I've come out whole and better and happy. And so in that newness of me, it's important that I set good boundaries. It's just really time for me to orchestrate my business so that it's the best I can possibly do for the rest of my life. That's my working narrative. What is the best of me? And what it is that I stumbled into it sort of by accident. And I thought, why didn't I think about this 20 years ago? But two things are emerging from me just settling and being quiet and listening and sometimes just not listening, but having, you know, this stuff come at me. And it's like, oh, okay. So I've been able to sift through it and say, I'm working on a more discernible B2B business to business, that all of my coaching career, not all, but most, has been B2C, business to consumer, mm-hmm. you know, like an end user, like a human that's going to pay me. Mm-hmm. And I am now switching to B2B, which isn't my natural habitat because I don't come from a corporate background. I've been freelance and self-employed in some strange formula for 40 years. And so I'm now trying to adapt I'm still a contractor. I'm still freelance. I'm still my own business and working with businesses. Happily, something has changed in the coaching world, and that, you know, ICF is partly to contribute. So I'll just tell you what they are on the table.
Sorry for that.
Dance around it. So I have started with a company called Chief, mm-hmm. and I'm all in and have my first group on Tuesday.
Congratulations.
And that's been a 90-day curation process. That's how they build you. And they don't send you out. They don't actually, quote, hire you until you've gone through this 90-day gauntlet. So that's been really, really spectacular to see how they've nourished me and I've nourished them. And here we go. So they think of it as an hourglass. Like, up here are all the women, the executive women, that is their audience. And then they come into Chief, into their model, which has many, many facets. And then down here, the bigger end of it is they have this cache of coaches, executive coaches. And being ICF is not required, but certainly is in your favor to be hired. So, so I like this. Okay, I don't have to get all the clients, they get the clients. They do awesome work to nourish and help and provide and all these things. And then they have this one thing that's called the core group. And that and then that's where they go get the certified and executive coaches. They already have to be executive coaches to be welcomed into the system. And so that Chief is one. And so I'm thinking, wow, I really like this. Finally, I don't have to do everything. And so the second one is a company called Better Up. You're probably familiar with that. It's right there in San Francisco. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? They have the same business model. They get all the clients. They put them in this wonderful landscape that they've created, this environment. And then they go get the coaches. It's like, oh, there's two of them. I think I can dance around my schedule. You know, like when we're coaches, you can't really do anything else if you live life according to appointments. Like, I don't always live my life in appointments, but this is going to be appointments. But guess who gets to set the appointments? Mm-hmm. Moi. And I can regulate how much I give the company and how much I don't. It's not like a job. Right. They say, here's the palette. What do you want to do? More or less, da, 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 da. So PetterUp does the same thing. How many do you want? When do you want them? Where do you want them to live? Same exact business model. And I'm thrilled that there's enough. These are million dollar systems that they have to create. It's very expensive. I tried it 20 years ago and there was no reason to do it, to continue, because there wasn't the technology. Mm-hmm. And then a third one showed up. And the third one is, I'm going to return to Fred Pryor seminars. It doesn't make a lot of money, doesn't really need to. It just kind of fills in some of the cracks. And I'm a big fan of them, and I've been a trainer for them before. Now they've gone totally online. So yay, guess what? Same business model. They get all the clients, put them in this environment. They need the trainers, the coaches. So I got three. Yeah. Now I'm dancing around a fourth, which is synthesis that's being built by Elon Musk, which is turning coaching into an educational platform for students. Hmm. And it's underway. You can look it up. It's synthesis. Hmm. And they haven't onboarded me yet, but I have that in my possible repertoire. I've got one little side repertoire, this doing events that just fill in the cracks right now. Well, each one of those things is putting me through 90 days. So I haven't had any work for 90 days. So I've got this little thing I'm doing. So I can make that go away at any time, but it's the same business model. They get the clients, they put them in the soup. Here I am. Okay. So,
Can I just say that? Your excitement is palpable. I'm feeling it, and congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Nice. I appreciate being able to talk the whole thing out, because I'm looking at my whiteboard. And the other day when I looked at my whiteboard, I thought, oh, wow, Chief, BetterUp, and Pryor all have programs for women's leadership. Mm-hmm. This was like, why did I not get that 20 years ago? Because I come from being a woman leader in a production company. I was a film producer at an executive level. Mm-hmm. And gosh darn it, I shied away. Here's the real rub, Paulina. And thank you for just listening. I started coaching on the heels of having to close down my film production company because I was a single mom, and you can't put your single kid in daycare anymore when he turns 14. And I don't have extended family. There's nobody out there. There's just no humans. So I did it all myself, and I decided I would lose my son if I stayed in the business, in the film business. So I gave up my love and I had to find something else, and I found coaching. And it never occurred to me after 25 years. This week is my 25th year anniversary of making that toggle. It never occurred to me to just work with women leaders. Mm. And maybe I didn't want to own it. Mm. That's the real heart-wrenching thing here. And I never really saw that leader. I've been a reluctant leader a lot of times, and I do it reluctantly. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes into that whole who am I to kind of thing. So I'm going to look at my whiteboard and declare that my curation of myself is that I work with women leaders.
Lovely.
Never said it.
Yeah, great. So tell me about the emotions underneath what you talked about that
Yeah, thank you.
So your face changed a little bit, right? You got a little slower. What's going on there?
I don't know, but I can feel it right here. Mm-hmm. There's I tend to feel my feelings in my body. I cannot have a feeling without a physical experience. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like tingly all over, and I think just being seen and heard and owning it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And is there any leftover emotion from that time of leaving what you loved for a greater love, apparently, with your son?
Well, concurrently, there's another track, and that is I recently moved to Seattle. Portland is my native habitat, but last year I spent the year in New York with my son and his family, mm-hmm. to see if maybe that's where I really belonged. Mm-hmm. And I learned that it is not where I belong. Mm-hmm. New York is not where I belong. And with them, it's not where I belong. Mm-hmm. They don't have room for me right now. And that's okay. And at the same time, I happen to reconnect with a friend from 35 years who has now become my life partner. So that's underway too. And he's in Seattle, so I'm in Seattle and I'm here with him. And he's a film director, and we work together in the film business. So that's the tie.
Okay.
And when I got here, I attempted to reignite my film career, and it fell quite flat. And so I realized, okay, that's the information. You can't go back to your film life.
Okay.
Even though I'm kind of living with my film life, and he's amazing, and we have all kinds of fun, because we speak the same production language. Great. And it's clearly a language. So
I'm curious about, mm-hmm. So you've told this story with great enthusiasm about what you are curating, mm-hmm. and clearly are committed to it and very happy to be working with women is what I heard. So if you look at the past, as you've been talking about, and what you're stepping into right now, mm-hmm. and are you willing to do a little body work?
Yeah.
Okay. So just be with yourself now. You can close your eyes or keep them open, whatever works for you. Mm-hmm. And be with both those experiences of where you've come from and where you're going to. And notice what comes up in your body. If it's a word, if it's a sensation, whatever it is, notice it and be with it.
I have it instantly.
What is it?
Well, part of the work I had to do was to shed my production persona, which I finally named about 3 years ago as I've been living life as a robot. Mm. And film is very robotic. Mm. And so here's a story. So the work I did 3 years ago was standing in a threshold, declaring, literally standing, and seeing myself as a robot and asking for it to morph. And so I morphed from a robot to a human for about 2 weeks. And then that wasn't enough. And I went from a human to a woman, and that wasn't enough. And I finally got to my North Star, which is, I see myself as a goddess. And I actually have the name for it. So I did the research on the name, and there's only one job that I have moving forward, and that is to love and to learn how to be loved. And so there's only one word to move forward into, you know what, something just came together for me. Goddess, women's leadership, coaching. It's summoning me and I'm just showing up. I can feel that all the way through.
Lovely. That's so lovely. That's so lovely. So tell me now what that learning is that you just so beautifully encapsulated, right? Tell me about what, how you're going to move forward, right? To be in this beautiful learning of yours.
Well, number one is I don't have to tell my many, many years of trauma story anymore. It's not needed in Goddess. Number two is only I get to define what it means to be a goddess for myself. I'm not joining any cult, any weirdness, any goofiness. I know that that's a good word for me to hold the space for being loved and for giving love. And the partner that I'm associated with here, adoring, is when we first got together, he says, you know, I've been waiting my whole life to be with someone who can receive all the love I have to give. Someone who's come through 60 years of trauma, that's big. And so I said, no, that's my line. And it's really nice to just have your ear and speak in confidentiality. It's really great. And so moving forward, I only have one thing to do. It's not work. It's not anything other than to come home to myself.
Wow, that's a beautiful image, to come home to yourself. So we are running out of time here. And first, let me say to you that this has been such a joy and you are an inspiration. I loved hearing your story. It's a beautiful story and I'm excited for you. So how would you like to close this session?
I'm writing down the what I said I wanted from the beginning of our call here, a kind of a new narrative. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to work on this a little bit more to find a way to even think about all this, because this transformation from robot, I mean, I don't even have to talk about it. It's just, my life has been rough. And that was my survival. And I know that. So coach, women, the word coach, the woman, the word women, leadership, love.
And there it is, the beginning of your narrative, huh?
Great. Thank you.
It's been a joy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome back. Let's take, thank you, beautiful coaching. Thank you, Diana. Take a deep breath. Give yourself a pat on the back, Paulina. And let's take 3 minutes and well, let's come back at 1 o'clock or top of the hour. Welcome back. So, Alina,
yeah,
how do you feel about your session?
Well, I knew that I was, you know, as I said, when I came in, under the weather, and my focus is not what it normally is. So given that, you know, I'm okay with it. Yeah. Yeah.
You wanted us to listen for competency 8 and also competency 3. How do you feel that went for you?
You know, it was probably 50% of what I would have, might have done, or I thought that I was going to do, you know.
Right.
But that happens.
I get that.
Right.
Yes, it does.
So, you know, it's a process, and I'm feeling good about all of the stuff that I'm feeling great about all of the stuff that's come from this course.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And I'm absolutely motivated to be with the PCC markers moving forward and just, you know, like making a decision, okay, today I'm going to work on this one, you know, mm-hmm. in addition to whatever else I do, this is what I'm going to practice. And just practice that until I feel I'm comfortable with it. And let's go to the next one. And I mean, whatever, however I do it. But, you know, that is so very useful for me. Right. That's really useful for me. And so this is just a wonderful opportunity to play and see where things go and what I can hold and what I'm not holding yet. And, you know, it's all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love how you frame things and share them. So are you ready for some feedback?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Some positive acknowledgement?
Absolutely.
Who wouldn't be, right? Well, maybe some people. It's hard to hear the good stuff. Diana, do you want to share anything about your experience?
Yeah, sure. I knew going into this, Paulina, that I wanted to be heard, and I voiced that. And I want to acknowledge you for being, for seeing me, for hearing me, for witnessing me.
Thank you.
And there was no hint of under the weather. And I know I talked a lot. I don't have a lot of places, as I said, to put this conversation. And the way you held space was exactly what I needed.
So great. Thank you. Great. It was a lovely, lovely story. It's an exciting one. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
So beautiful, beautiful coaching and beautiful sharing of life. So thank you, Diana, for trusting the space and us. And thank you, everyone, for holding it so beautifully. Who would like to share what they heard Paulina doing well? Christine, go ahead.
Well, I have two things. Paulina, for you, I loved that you used the body work, particularly when Diana said she feels things through her body, her feelings and emotions come through her body. And so the fact that you brought up using body work was, I thought, particularly useful. I know that it sounds like it's something that you do frequently anyway yourself. So it mirrored, but it also was exactly what she needed to hear. Sorry about that. And the other thing is, and Julie, it's funny that you said anyone want to acknowledge. Well, that's exactly what Paulina did throughout, is acknowledged as appropriate. And that's precisely what Diana said she was looking for, was not only to be seen, heard, witnessed, but acknowledged in a non-judgmental space. To your point, you said earlier, that you do create that non-judgmental space very naturally as a gift, as a strength. And it was certainly demonstrated here. And just quickly for Diana, remember that Bardo is actually part of the heroic journey. So it you're actually, as you already recognizing, you're coming through that special world back to. And so that Bardo space, that liminal space is amazing for you to recognize it and to recognize where you are on your own heroic journey. So I applaud you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Beautiful observations. Who would like to go next?
I thought you did great, Paulina. The beauty is that Diana mentioned she wanted to be heard. And so really, I mean, truly, you could have even done less because all you had to do was hear.
Yes, I agree.
So it was a beautiful dance. So, yeah.
Thank you, Anne. Monica?
Thank you. I thought both of you were just outstanding. It was like watching a short vignette that I just couldn't take my ears or eyes off of. And the way that Paulina responded truly did facilitate growth. It helped Diana realize that each step that she made was truly progress, because she was moving along and telling her story, her journey. You could just, and like I said, and I've heard others say, Diana did a lot of talking, but when Paulina made a comment, it was impactful. It wasn't like she needed to say a lot, but her questions did allow me, and I think helped Diana to recognize and feel comfortable in her growth. I think that's why Goddess flourished. And it felt like she, by the end of the call, had embraced Goddess and knew that it would be the right place for her to live in and be in. I'm not sure that I felt that strong sense of security around Goddess when the word was initially mentioned, but I could see, as you know, almost every previous step led to the next great step. So it was very inspiring, Diana, to hear you be so vulnerable and so honest about who you are becoming and where you've been. And Paulina, when I start, I know who to call. I've got your information. When I start having, I'm going to call mine the Goddess moments.
Love it.
I'm going to claim that, Diana, my Goddess moments, and just being my greatest, and I'm afraid of even thinking about it. I'll have a Goddess moment, call Paulina, and remember Diana. Thank you both.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Beautiful, Monica. Thank you for that beautiful feedback and observation and acknowledgement for both coach and client. And it's just inviting me into the space of like the power of coaching and being coached, like the ripple effects of not only coach but client, and like how that reverberates. And we're feeling that right here. You know, we're getting the beauty and benefit from Paulina's coaching, and then also the privilege of listening to Diana and her, as Christine was saying, the heroic journey, heroic journey of where you are and how that ripples into us and impacts us. So yeah, just beautiful. Thank you. Who else would like to share what they heard? Alyssa, I see you're unmuted.
Yeah. You know, just a couple of acknowledgements, you know, for Paulina and also for Diana. Your presence was clear, Paulina, because you really let Diana just have the freedom to talk. And, you know, Diana even acknowledged, you know, thank you for just listening. And that there's something really pure about that as a coach to hear that, and that partnership. I think that was one of your goals, you know, that just shows really nice partnership. You also, I really liked, and I saw you start to smile when Diana was talking about these, the way that she's developed new work and what her whiteboard looks like, and that energy around doing this, you know, this new type of new approach to work. And your smile just matched her excitement without saying anything. And I noticed that too. And then just, I loved your question. You know, I didn't get all of it, but tell me what that learning is sort of toward the end after she went through the goddess women leadership thread. And it was just a really nice question.
Thank you.
I appreciate it at least.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Alyssa, for all those, the evidence that you brought to your observations. Really nice. And if, I don't know if Maria wants to offer any feedback, but I can go for it. So I just wanted to acknowledge, I mean, I think it was a beautiful session, and just echoing what everybody else is observing and noticing. I think, you know, right off the bat, I think we could all feel like you both coming together, and there was like just this agreed upon appreciation for being in the moment together. Like, I'm so grateful that I'm being coached by you. I'm so grateful that I'm coaching you, and like solid, you know, connection. And like, then the space opened up, you know? So it was almost like, it was like, shall we dance? You know, I think you mentioned the word dance, and let me take your hand and I will be your partner. And then you let her do the leading, you know? And, I just felt the trust instantly, the space that you hold. You're a beautiful partner, and your support and empathy is just felt in your presence. Like, it's just who you are, this non-judgmental, accepting presence. There's a wisdom of understanding in you that you don't have to speak in words, but it just is conveyed. And that was, you know, it was like this safe container for Diana to do what she wanted to do, which was be heard and be acknowledged, and said that she's never been able to, you know, have the space to talk about and be acknowledged. And so you like has been said, you gave her that, and inquired, you used her words, like with the, you know, if we look at competency number 6, you used her words, curating, you know, you talked about, you kept in mind the outcome of her own narrative. You acknowledged the change of energy. So the nonverbal listening. So you were listening with all of you, and you reflected that back. So just really strong listening and being there as this supportive partner, just beautiful mindset of a coach. And you did the experience of evoking awareness through body work and asked for permission. And you celebrated her success, her awareness, you know, you mentioned acknowledgement, Monica. I think it was you that said there was a lot of acknowledgement. And I just think that it was, you know, like a beautiful session. I think, you know, you talked about, so if we look at the competency number 8, I heard you asking the question, what did you learn about yourself? You know, so I'm like, there it is. I felt your desire to get into it. And I'm curious what more you could have, like you said, you would have done maybe something differently. Was there something that came to mind that?
You know, as I hear you guys giving feedback, you can't do everything at one time. This is the thing that I have to just steep myself in, right? Because there are many things that I could have done And I might have done if I had had the energy to do that, but thank God I didn't have the energy to do it. Right? I mean, she just wanted to be heard and seen and acknowledged, and I got that. And, you know, great. So, you know, Julie, it's a process, as I have said. So there could have been many things, right, that I wanted to do, but I just had to let go of that because it was, you know, when she said, I want to be heard, acknowledged, and it's like, and she, you could see in her body, she was just like, I need to talk.
Yeah. Right?
She's like, just let me talk. It's like, okay, yeah. Got it. Right. Yeah. So thank you for waking me up again to, okay, look, you brought yourself, partnership is what matters. Listening to the client is what matters and giving her what she wants. And it, whatever your agenda is, doesn't belong in here.
Yeah, 100%. That's great.
There you are.
There can't be an agenda, in fact.
Yeah, I know. But it just, it's so amazing to me that, you know, there's a lot of space for me to occupy that I haven't, that I'm not yet, have not yet occupied, that will quiet the, but what about this? And what about this? And what about, you know, I have to trust my intuition more. I have an Anne, God bless you, my dear. You are the, like, the beacon for trusting intuition. And I'd love to have conversation with you about that and how I can continue to build it, because I have a deep one, you know. And it's just the, you know, I get excited about learning, and then I get so excited about learning that sometimes I forget. Yeah, but, you know, you can't do everything at one time. It's an ongoing thing.
I've learned that it's kind of like the perfectionist in us versus the intuitive flow of knowledge that just tells you, just be quiet inside and let them be. And really, that's one of the biggest things you can do for them. And it's that little perfectionist, like, I got to follow the rules and I got to make sure I did this point and that point and the other point. And the clients are just like, what the heck? Just be here for me, will you?
Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes.
And, but I think that takes us a while to get to, just because we want to do such a good job. And so I totally get it.
Yeah. Well, I'm defining a good job now. Right. And that is what I can share with you, right? Because we're coming to the end of this. I can honestly say that this experience with you guys has really helped me think is the wrong word, feel through the difference between just bringing all I have to bring quietly, right? To create some, right? The partnership, the, you know, the space, the da 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 da, and trust my intuition to come up with whatever needs to be asked. Right. So it sounds so simple, but it's not necessarily easy to do. Like, you know, it's like, just shut up and trust your intuition. Right. And that's such a great gift. And God bless you all. Or whomever.
Thank you, Paulina.
Bless us. I don't know. But, right. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. I just wanted, because you also wanted the listening for competency 3, and you did bang it out. You asked for the topic. You asked, you know, I felt you doing your work, you know, the topic, the outcome, and even a measure of success. You asked, how will you know? And I agree that if you're trying to fit all the pieces in there, and that it does, it just comes with practice, and that some sessions 8 will be stronger and some 3 will be much more evident. And, you know, in other sessions, it's about 4 and 5, you know, it's about this client just wants to list, wants me to be there and have this safe container.
Yeah.
So be it, you know, that's what partnership is here. So I think you did a beautiful job and you're trusting yourself. And thank you for allowing us to witness that.
Thank you. Thank you all.
And I think there's also a difference between a new client and an old client. And Diana felt like an old client.
Hmm.
She knew you, right? So you didn't have to do as much with Diana as you would with a newbie.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Nice.
And I'm sorry, I have to go.
You have to go? Do you have any final words?
My final word is I love you all, and I really appreciated this, and I would love to stay in touch. So let's do it.
If that's good
for you.
Love you too. Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you for your beautiful contributions.
Yes. Take care.
Bye. Take care. So maybe we can just take a breath and separate the space from all these previous weeks to now just ending. So we'll just do that together, however you want to do that. Breathing in through your nose and out. Just acknowledging yourself for being here, showing up, committing to yourself in this space and your learning and your commitment to being who you are and who you want to be in this world. And just want to thank you all for bringing yourselves here present to all of us. And most importantly to yourself, because we've all benefited immensely. You've generated this space of, you know, wisdom that you've each brought and collected, connected to, and something new has emerged. And so it will always be remembered. And thank you for strengthening us with your presence. And I just want to give you an opportunity to share, some maybe already have, but if there's anything else that you are taking away from this experience with. And there's a contact list. Remember to send your attendance, be in touch. And I could speak personally. I welcome you to connect with me however you want, on social media, email, whatever it is. I'm there. And it's a, you know, great privilege to be meeting you all. So thank you. And I will miss this space. And may we meet in other ways. And who would like to share what they're taking with them?
Thank you for the opportunity to have learned something from each of you throughout this last 4-week journey for me. And I will be in touch, and it's been fun, and I've felt the warmth, the love, and it's just nice being, I think we were an all women's group, weren't we? Were there, my last 4 weeks, it was nice, ladies, to be just us. So I enjoyed it.
We enjoyed you. Thank you, Monica.
I second what Monica just said. And in addition, there was something really unique and valuable about each one of you. You all bring very different backgrounds, and the insights and information that was shared just really varied. And I really appreciated that. And Julie, this is for you, and I guess for Anne as well. You know, when I initially did my coach training, I was in one of the courses, and the facilitation did not work for me. It did not go well. And this is going back 15 years. And I always have that in the back of my mind when I attend additional training and additional learning. And I commend both of you, because the facilitation and leadership really resonated with me, and I am just very appreciative of that.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you for sharing that, and such a honor to meet you and have you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Actually, I'll just piggyback off of Alyssa, because it's exactly what was in my mind was, you ladies all have some amazing special gifts and gifts, strengths, however vernacular you'd like to call them. But they were varied, and they were exquisitely demonstrated, and I am thankful for all of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine, for bringing your exquisite gifts. And there are many. So nice to have you in this group.
Well, I can keep the wheel going here with this thread, this narrative. I'm struck by all of that, and knowing we've come from different coach training programs, mm-hmm. and different philosophies and different ways of coaching styles. But there is a tie that binds here, and it's a message. We are messengers for light, for change. And we saw that in action here, and it's just, I couldn't wait to get on the calls.
Thank you, Diana, for bringing your goddess woman leadership, empowering, wise energy, and highlighting it for all of us. So thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks.
I think that's everyone. I'm not sure if Mara is still there, though we'd love to hear from her, but I could speak to her picture. Mara, it was so nice to have you here. If you're listening to the recording, yeah. So great. And I'll remember that acknowledgement of trust. Just one word, acknowledging yourself for trust is powerful. So I think that's it, everyone. We did the hand thing. If you feel like you want to do that, I love that. I just thought that it was, yeah, there we go. Thank you, everyone. So wonderful to meet you. Yeah. Hug on your journey. May you feel the love that you bring. Thank you for participating with us, Deeper Conversations Coaching. You can come back another time. And until then, all the best.
Julie, can you hold on?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody leaves. I just want to talk to you for a
moment. Yeah, thank sure. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you, bye. Julie.
My pleasure. Take care, everyone. I'm just going to stop the recording.